Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a fascinating study that examines the connection between omega-3 fatty acids and a condition known as cerebral small vessel disease, or CSVD. This research dives deep into how our dietary fats could influence brain health. So, let's break it down. Cerebral small vessel disease refers to a range of problems that affect the small blood vessels in the brain. These issues can lead to serious complications like stroke and cognitive decline. Some common signs of CSVD seen in brain scans include lacunar strokes, small strokes that occur deep in the brain, white matter hyperintensities, and cerebral microbleeds, which are tiny areas of bleeding in the brain. Understanding how to manage or prevent CSVD could potentially reduce the risk of these dangerous outcomes. Now, the study we're discussing aimed to figure out whether circulating levels of omega-3 fatty acids, those healthy fats found in fish oil, walnuts, and flax seeds, play a causal role in CSVD. To do this, the researchers used a technique known as Mendelian randomization, which leverages genetic information to draw conclusions about cause and effect without the biases that can come from traditional observational studies. They gathered data from large genome-wide association studies, looking at 115,060 individuals for omega-3 levels and thousands more for various CSVD types. This gave them a vast pool of genetic information to work with. The researchers then identified single nucleotide polymorphisms, or SNPs, which are variations in DNA that can influence omega-3 levels. By using these genetic markers as indicators, they could see if higher omega-3 levels correlated with a lower risk of developing CSVD features. What did they find? The results indicated a significant link. Higher levels of circulating omega-3 fatty acids correlated with a reduced risk of cerebral microbleeds. Specifically, the odds ratio was measured at 0.82, suggesting that for every increase in omega-3 levels, the risk of these brain bleeds decreased. However, they did not find significant associations concerning other CSVD signs like white matter hyperintensities or lacunar strokes. The findings are noteworthy because they align with previous studies, which also suggested that omega-3 fatty acids could offer protective benefits for brain health. Mechanisms proposed include their anti-inflammatory properties and their ability to improve blood vessel function, which is critical for maintaining brain health. However, while the study shines a light on the potential of omega-3 fatty acids, a critical lens reveals both strengths and weaknesses in the research methodology. On one side, the use of Mendelian randomization is a solid approach. It helps to reduce confounding factors that could mislead results in traditional observational studies by filtering out biases linked to lifestyle and environmental factors. The methods are well explained, making it easier for other researchers to replicate the study, which is great for scientific reliability. Yet, the critique reveals limitations as well. One concern lies in the study's reliance on genetically derived data that predominantly comes from individuals of European ancestry. This raises questions about how applicable these findings are to diverse populations. The effects of omega-3s can vary across different ethnic groups, given different dietary patterns and genetic backgrounds. Moreover, although the authors conducted various sensitivity analyses to test their findings' robustness, they highlight that the absence of replication in a separate cohort may limit the validity of their conclusions. The smaller sample size for some diseases, like cerebral microbleeds, could have skewed the results and potentially increased the risk of false positives. In summary, the study connects higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids to a reduced risk of cerebral microbleeds, providing strong evidence that diet can potentially influence brain health. However, the generalizability of these findings to broader populations remains to be clarified, calling for future research that incorporates diverse ancestry cohorts. As we wrap up, remember that omega-3 fatty acids, found in foods like fish and nuts, could be more than just a wellness trend. They could be key players in maintaining our brain health. This exciting research emphasizes the need for continued investigation into nutritional factors that influence conditions like CSVD, as we strive for a better understanding of how we can protect our cognitive functioning with everyday choices. Thank you for joining me on this exploration today. Stay curious, keep learning, and I look forward to our next science adventure together here on SciBud.